Here at the southern edge of Chiasso is a border checkpoint. Of course, multiple Swiss customs officials standing on the Swiss side. You have the same on the Italian side, the respective country flags waving in a slight breeze on a cloudy day. This border checkpoint is like any others. There are multiple lanes, cars coming through, most of them just waved on by. But officials, every once in a while, do find something interesting. On the Italian side, every once in a while, you hear stories of people who smuggle large amounts of cash or perhaps a ton of gold in secret compartments in their car. This is noteworthy, but smuggling in general is nothing new for Chiasso or Switzerland.
This kind of work, it's not so easy.
Davide Bassi is spokesman for the Swiss border guards here. He explains how safeguarding the borders works in Ticino.
The question is always the same. Did you have anything to declare? With the answer, we research to comprehend what's happened. If you, these people, it's a good people, it's tell me the truth, or something else. And then we begin to control about the things, about the value, about maybe they are criminal, and we need the control to check the passport, the identity. It's not the same in Italy. The Italian colleague, they can do everything. They Guardia Finanza, they could check the things about the money, about the financial. And the police can do the control only about the document. And then the Carabinieri do the things about the immigration, for example. And in Switzerland is something different. We have only a border guard. One man can do three different jobs.
A lot of times when we hear Chiasso, it's often from Italian police talking about finding things on the border. Every once in a while we hear about money, we hear about gold. But what are the things that you look for on the Swiss side? What are some of the challenges you look for people bringing back into Switzerland?
We have three important items that we are looking for. It's the security of the people. Second one is the immigration. The last one is the products that are brings in Switzerland. Meat, alcohol, something to eat, something to drink, these kind of things. About the money, we don't have any limit. We can bring in Switzerland what we want, but it's clear that we, like border guard, we must be sure that these people, it's normally people, not a criminal, not something else.
Switzerland has no limits on what you can bring in or bring out in terms of an amount of money, but you do check the people to make sure it's legal money.
Yes, my opinion at the end, the problem is it's not the money, it's the people that are bringing this money.
I know you don't want to talk about the politics going on in the Eurozone now, but can you talk about just the numbers of people who have been flowing from one side to the other?
Yeah. In the past, was just a little bit different. We have many people are going to Italy to buy the different things and back to Switzerland. But now it's something different. We have the possibility to buy the same things like in Italy, also at the same price. That means that now we have fewer people that are just crossing the border only to go to Italy to buy 1 liter wine. It's not so interesting.
Just finally here, standing on the border with Italy and Ticino and Switzerland, is there anything you think people should know about life here on the border, working on the border?
In my experience, I think that many Swiss people don't know exactly what we do every day, 365 days each year on the street. We don't do only the check about the things, about the alcohol or meat, but we check the people. And at the end, our job is really a filter for the different things and different people that will come in Switzerland, maybe to do something wrong.